at the prompting of his disciples in a different gospel, they believe, they said, teach us how to pray. It's a good question or command or request to make to Jesus. Teach me how to pray. We cannot exhaust the interior life with the all-creating, all-loving Father, Son, and Spirit. And so we're to continue to ask, even if we make an hour a day like a lot of your priests and others do, to continue to beg, teach me, show me, I want more. And in response to that wise request, Jesus gave us the Our Father. This is one shot. They asked, here it is, and gave us the Our Father, which we utter, perhaps without thinking. One of those rote things that, but the Our Father, if we really understand it, should completely overwhelm us and make our hearts explode at the beginning and absolutely terrify us at the end. We should never utter the Our Father without being absolutely overwhelmed and terrified. If you look at the beginning and the end, it's extraordinary. Jesus says, start this way. Call the creator of the universe, Dad. The Jews had a certain notion of God as a fatherly creature, but would not even dare utter his name, Yahweh. Couldn't even utter it. And Jesus draws us into this profound relationship of beloved son, beloved daughter, and loving father. That should completely overwhelm us. That's the relationship that Jesus brought us into with his father through adoption. We could stop there for the rest of our lives and meditate on that one reality. But we can't stop there because Jesus wanted to terrify us. And that last line, he says, and forgive us, Father, as we forgive others. That should be terrifying, or at least inspiring us to a profound life of mercy. He said it. Forgive us. He said, ask him to forgive you and to treat you as you treat others. Ask your father. No thanks. Father, please treat me much better than I treat others. That's how I would have written the prayer. But Jesus says, no. And then in this gospel, he reiterates it to again clarify, if you forgive others their transgressions, your father will forgive you. Amen to that. But if you do not, beware. He said it, not me, not Bishop Kagan, Jesus Christ. So let this prayer overwhelm the heart that we can be in a tender, loving relationship with Jesus' Father, who is now ours, and that must flow into an extraordinary outpouring of mercy to all. Because he said, forgive us, and we say it, forgive me as I forgive others. So let our identity as beloved sons and daughters today, and please, Lord, every day, draw us into an extraordinary dynamism of mercy, which is grace and the presence of God himself. We will be given opportunities, guaranteed within the next hour, I think, to extend mercy. Let us do so, for our Father wants nothing more than for us to receive it and show the world that.